Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Why good people? Why good people end up marrying wrong people? Why do good guys marry wicked ladies? Why do wonderful ladies marry terrible guys? Why? What happened? What went wrong? In fact, I almost titled it, Why the Chosen Marry the Wicked. But I decided not to put it like that, so that I will not be on two ends of spirituality. Let's just say in English, why do good people marry bad people? Carry your Bible with me. Proverbs 18 verse 24 says, the man of too many friends, choosing it indiscriminately. Okay, let me read from here. A man of many friends, a friend of the world, will prove himself a bad friend. But there is a friend who stick closer than a brother. This morning, when we finished praying and I returned back to my office, something came to my spirit and I called Pastor Mike to write it down for me. I'm going to be mentoring some youth in this church. I've never done this before, so I will mentor you directly. If you are interested, after the service, go to Pastor Mike's office and write your name and your number down. If you make a mistake in your number, we might not be able to contact you. I will personally pray to choose the people that I'm going to mentor. We will not bring in outsider except the outsider has served under this ministry. So I'm going to be mentoring you myself, and I'll do this to the youth. Is that okay by you? If you are happy, shout hallelujah. So then you'll be able to ask me questions directly. There are some mistakes happening in the world today. You will not make such mistake in the name of Jesus. I mean, fuming headache. I say you will not make mistake in Jesus' name. It is amazing and painful to find that good people, good boys, marry wicked girls. I was not too young when a brother married, and a day he married and got home, and the lady he married went to the world and said, "Honey, what would you eat?" I told you before, and that one said he's going to eat pounded yam. And she led it to the wall and brought Panda Yam out. Well, we tell you some things. There was no content in those days, so it's not content. The next day, the brother was on the mountain. What would you eat? Egusi. And he brought it in front of him and said, be eating it. We were in Abanoje when a lady married, not knowing that she married to, I want to remember, an animal. We had to tell her to go 3 days dry fasting. 3 days extended to 7 days. After the 7 days, the man became an animal and ran out. Believe it or not, but you will not mismarry. Amen. Did you say man? Amen. Let me understand. I said, did you just say man now? Amen. We have ladies, we promise in future, they miss it. Say after me, I will not miss it in marriage. I will not miss it in life. I will not miss it in destiny. Let me hear your amen. Let me hear you. Amen. So these are the things that can make a man or a lady to make mistake, or sorry, to marry wrongly. Number one, beauty or handsomeness. Beauty or handsomeness. Some time ago, when my children were still small, one of my sisters, a lady was showing them that this is the boy that's talking to me, and I met one of my daughters. I said, this one, look for another one, it's not fine. That time they are very small. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30, it says, charm is deceptive. That guy is very charming, it's deceptive. Beauty disappear. Did you see that? He has his spark. She's beautiful. I've even heard a girl saying she loves that guy because of his open teeth. I've seen a guy saying, that guy because of his dimple. Oh, jigby, 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 jigby. I don't know the tongue to speak. I want to pray for you again. You will not make mistake in marriage. We are in a world where we are deceived by looks. Look at me. Forget about external features if you want to marry. Let that be the last. That's the last option. Don't make it the first. Don't say, I like the way she's walking. Oh my God. I'm praying for you again, sir. You will not walk into a wrong house. See, a person can be very good looking and be very wicked. I've had some girls that said, if a man doesn't have, what do you call this thing? Chest beard, they can't marry him. I've had people say that if a man doesn't have beard, they can't marry him. The Bible said that thing you are looking for is deceptive and it will fade away. So the first reason why people make mistake in marriage or people marry wrongly is because of being charming and beauty, handsomeness, six-pack and whatever. It's my prayer for you again that every arrangement of the enemy for your life will not prosper. I know here you, I said they will not prosper. So don't be excessive about the outward look. Does it mean that the man I want to marry should not be fine? No. There is something in man that is finer than fine. The package might be fine. What about what is inside? Number two, spiritual negligence. When you want to marry and you neglect the spiritual side of relationship, the person will marry wrongly. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. If you have question, let me know before I enter 25 minutes. A lot of heartache is happening. Wherefore, henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. Look at me. Take that relationship from looking at him or her to the realm of the spirit. Because of time, I will not be able to give you examples. As I was growing in life, I fell in love with a girl called Rita. Rita is from Akwa Ibom. That's why you can hear me speak Akwa Ibom. I speak Akwa Ibom very well. Don't try it. I'm not joking. So she was learning Yoruba. We were playing. So one thing you are doing, they play. She was learning my language. I was learning this. I know what everything she does, I don't see anything bad in it. Even the day she turned leaf to sweet, I didn't see anything bad in it because I loved her. Until I started praying and the Lord showed me who she was on the other side. Everyone here, youth, I pray for you. Receive spiritual power to know who is who in your life in the name of Jesus. See, don't neglect spiritual side of relationship. Some of you believe in culture. That it must be from my tribe. I need to teach about that. Should I marry from my tribe? The only tribe you must marry from is from the tribe of Judah. I'm hearing people say, it's a village, it's very far, it's farther than this thing. You must marry somebody from our village. I have taught you several times. Obey your father and mother. Honor them. But there's a level of obedience up. And you have to obey God fully. Every youth in the house here, I hear you. You are looking at background. You are looking at tribe. You are looking at lack of education. To determine if you are going to marry the person, you can't get it right. Should I not consider that? You may, but that's not the first thing. Let the spirituality answer for you first. Somebody say, I hear you. Don't neglect the spiritual side of the person. Every person you see has an animal side, has a spiritual side. And you will not know until God reveal it to you. Can I pray for you? May God reveal great and deep secret to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your amen is giving me concern for you. I say God will reveal deep secret to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So by implication, you give the devil a foothold when you go and consider those things, culture, tribe, educational level, before considering spirituality. Spiritual is very important. Praise God. What do I call number one? Efu le efu. What do I call number two? Number three, money. Somebody told me that he's going to marry from a rich family. He's a guy that he will not let any. He said, if the family is not rich, he's not going to marry. I said, God will not answer your prayer. You are foolish. They know it's because of money you are coming there. And everybody will be. Why don't you marry a girl and both of you build a life together? And many girls, you are here now, you want to marry. Somebody was saying that she wants to marry a Yahoo. I was surprised. What she said, yes. No, say. I said, why? Well, I said, because, you know, they used to, the money, they just be dashing money like this. That is why you want to marry somebody. I believe they are sick, and I know that God will heal them in Jesus' name. I met a girl that married a particular family because that family, they deal with gold. They deal with gold. Oh, they gave her all. They gave her money. The day she was marrying, they dashed her a house. I said, hey, that's what I'm talking about. But the way she was receiving slap. Slap now what? Slap now what? Some are frustrated because they marry wealth. They marry money. They did not marry the guy. They did not marry the lady. Am I saying that the family should not be rich? No, I didn't say that. If the man's table is not set, don't marry him. If the man does not have a table, don't marry him. Yes. But I'm not saying you should go looking for somebody that is billionaire. You are looking for trouble. You will not enter trouble. Many people are regretting today because they marry money. Somebody was saying, say you want to sleep with any girl, just go with motor, make sure there is AC there, carry phone, even if they are not working, and you say you will get them. And my heart was broken, and it's happening now too. When you see people, that's why God will bless you. I will not beg you for amen again. I say God will bless you. Don't let wealth determine if you are going to marry somebody or not. Somebody say, I hear you. I'm not hearing you. It might be wealthy and impotent. It might be a rich family, rich girl, but in our family, then they wish they fly for afternoon. They wish they fly when? Afternoon. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number four. Why does good people marry wrong people? Number four, materialism. Materialism. Luke chapter 12 verse 15, it says, and he said unto them, beware of covetousness. Beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. If you want to end your life well, don't marry because of the family property. You must not marry anybody because their family have property. A lady marry a family because the guy has a Porsche car. Porsche. I've seen some ladies fell for driver thinking that he's the owner. I've seen some lady fell for the houseboy thinking that he's the owner. He was wearing his August clothes. I'm telling you. And she was going there. And the boy saying this and that. He has paid the driver. Why should you marry somebody within 6 months? Why? Anytime you want to receive call, you receive call in the toilet. It will on the water. Anyway, God saved her. That's how God will save some of you here now. Amen. Don't marry an unbeliever because of materialism. Stop thinking when you marry him, you will change him. Look at me, you can't change anybody. Their parents cannot change them. You can't change them. You don't marry because of materialism. If you hear me, say, I hear you. Number five. Why do good people marry wrongly? Because some did because of prophetic trap. Look at me. Don't let anybody tell you, thus saith the Lord, that is your wife. Are you came for counseling? When she left, I called Pastor Paul. I said, a lady came for counseling today. She's slim. Do you know her? He said, yes, sir. Okay. I said, as she turned her back and she was going, I saw that she's your wife, but please go and pray. He said, we just met. I'm still praying. I'm coming to tell you. I said, oh, both of you have started talking? He said, yes. Hold that very well. She's your wife. That is not a prophetic trap. That's a confirmation. As a prophetic trap. Don't let many married because a prophet said to them, that is your wife or that is your husband. Be careful. We don't do that here. If you are still here, shout hallelujah. Why am I not hearing you? Why am I not hearing you? Very nuisance, stupid boy. Followed one of your leaders. That is your friend, to a church in Alagbado. And as they were entering the church, a lady was prophesying. And she said, hey, my husband just came in now. They did marriage behind me. I didn't know anything. Now he's crying, running around. He can't come back to me. Don't let anybody tell you that God has said you are my wife. Look at me. Don't let any girl tell you that God has said you are my husband. Let God talk to you too. Everybody can talk and hear from God. See, I hear you. Many homes and houses are in disarray because the prophet said. We don't practice that here. The only time I have problem with you is when you bring it in and say, go and pray very well. Because I say, go and pray very well, you will hate me. That's your cup of tea. So we'll not manipulate you, we'll show you the way. Go and pray very well. Does God still choose? Yes. Yes. Yes and yes. The pastors that don't operate in that dimension and realms, as they used to say, don't say that it doesn't happen. It happens. But it should not be manipulated. Number 6. Why do good guys, good girls marry wrongly? Number 6, I said because of blind love. Blind love. To love somebody blindly is to allow your emotions to becloud your sense of reasoning. For instance, the guy started slapping you. You are still in courtship. Look at me. Look at me. Leave him alone. The lady is already slapping you. You are still in courtship. In fact, what happened in front of me some few months ago, and I would open my mouth and say, baby, who is calling you? I said, don't worry, we'll talk later. And she slapped the guy in public. You know, I don't take nonsense. Talongbe, who was calling you? And I would say, relax. So I was entering my car and I looked at both of them. You are not married? I said, yes. And I looked at them, are you going to marry her? She will kill you. She will what? She will kill you. And I entered into my car. I drove off. And I prayed for her. That God help her not to talk. Because as she said anything, I will continue talking. I will tell her history. And I will tell her how she will end her life. You are slapping a man. And you still expect the man to love you. Do you have sense? Somebody is slapping you. You are still courting. He said anything we want to do, you have to go and meet my mother first. And you continue. Because in your family, they lack husband. In your family, there is a lack, deficiency of husband there. Abi? You can't change anybody. Don't let anything they call love. Look, let me tell you. Formerly, they used to say love is blind. Abi? If you say, or if you think love is blind, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Marriage will open your eyes. I see some good couple sitting beside themselves today. This is very good. Marriage will open what? I'm not here. Marriage what? Why? Do you know why you're not talking? All married people are not talking. Marriage will do what? Don't allow anybody. After slapping, now begin to kiss each other. And it was because I love you. I love you too much. Both of you should come for deliverance. We will do deliverance for you. A day before marriage, this guy slapped the girl. And the girl said, no, I will not marry you. If we are going to marry, you have to visit a psychologist. They will check your brain. And they cancel it. The boy called me. And he said, sir. I said, what happened? He said, Moko tap any. You tap her. He said, yes. Okay. So what do you want me to do? She said, not doing again. I said, she shouldn't do. Very intelligent girl. Kofel. That same year, the guy saw another girl. I'm married. Oh, ladies, are you so desperate for husband? The one married, Otilupao. Both of them removed their teeth. I never knew that teeth can be removed so quickly. Apply wisdom. Oh, it's not touching you, but it beats people on the road. Your own turn is coming by the grace of God. Number 7, prayerlessness. Matthew 26, verse 41. He said, watch and pray that you not enter into temptation. There are some marriage that are temptation. Somebody married in 3 weeks. It was a man that ran away. In 3 weeks. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Let me tell you, you will put yourself in a big trap if you don't pray before you enter marriage. We call human beings, and beings can go in different ways. Beings can come in rice and beans. Beings can come in one way. Beings can come as money. Beings can come as agony. Beings can come as akara. Beings, you know, beans. Thank you very much, Begiri. You're asking me what Begiri. Do I ask your language? Oh. So likewise, human beings can come as moimoi. Human beings can come as Begiri. Human beings can come as rice and beans. Human beings can come as akara. Humans change. You need prayer to decode them. Somebody say, I hear you. You need prayer. You need prayer. See. In fact, the time that you are meeting a man, you are supposed to have prayed. I pray for you in my language that Olori Buruku will not visit you. John 16, verse 24. Hitherto, have you asked anything in my name? Anything including marriage? Ask. And ye shall receive. Ask. As a young man, I used to pray, I don't want wahala. I don't want wahala. I don't want wahala. You need to ask. So if you are prayerless, is there's possibility that you are going to marry wrongly? Let me go deep now. Indiscipline. I want to go deep now. See, when you cannot discipline yourself, you may end up marrying wrongly. Discipline the way you relate with opposite sex. Discipline the way you relate with people. Look at me. Ladies, it's not everywhere you will go to. Psalm 1 verse 1. It's not everywhere you will, it's not everybody you will visit. Let me show you what happened. If you don't control where you are going to, your life will be out of control. Genesis 34 verse 1 to 2, look at it. You have not seen this before. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah. Some of you don't even know that Jacob has daughters. Which she bare unto Jacob, went to see the daughters of the land. You see, you know the meaning of that? The daughters of the land, not the children of God. She went to Bam Bam. I mean, now she went to Bam Bam. She went to a club. Verse 2, what happened there? Verse 2. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the country, so she went to mingle, saw her, comma, he took her, comma, and lay with her, comma, and she defiled her. Amplified said, kidnapped her and defiled her. Message said, took her and raped her. You can check Genesis 34, 1 to 2. Message said, rape her. Shechem, the son of Hamor, who was saw her and reptilized her. Amplified said, kidnap her. None of our children will be defiled. I'm not begging for your amen. You will not be defiled. So, Dinah was defiled because of her indiscipline. My daughters would not come and tell me. Somebody was telling me one day that they said they want to do party of all Nigerian students that would just want to come together and cook. I said, okay, when are you going? Are you going? Say, daddy, me. I said, I blow kiss into the hair for you. Oshomali. It's Nigerian student. Number 9, I'm running. I'm going to give you 15, so I'm in number 9 now. Are we together?
Yes,
are you understanding?
Yes,
number 9, living in disobedience. The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man is something more than good. I said, girl, you want to go out, you have Carlos, Mara, Toseke, Mara, you are prayed. Something will tell you, no, go. You go, no, say, that place is not good. Want to go everywhere. God knows I lie not. I have never entered a club before in my life. Take it or leave it. I've never. I mean, what club? Bring him fellowship. So when I get home, I'll be twerking in front of my face. And my face will be seen double. So I'm not going. Number 9, living in living in disobedience. 1 Samuel 15:22. He said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Okay, let me start. He said, the Lord had great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices. As in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken is better than the fat of rams. If you are living in disobedience, trust me, God Himself will not guide you. He will leave you alone. Until you obey the last instruction in your life, you are not ready for marriage. Don't live in disobedience, thinking that God, I will talk to God. I will pray to God. God will show me mercy. Finish this for me. Prevention is better than... If you have not listened to the last instruction, why do you want to listen to the next instruction? Why do you want to have this instruction? See, when there's no instruction, there will be destruction. Permit say, when there's no destruction, there will be no direction. And when there's no direction, there will be destruction. You will not be destroyed in life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number 10, pregnancy. So people marry wrongly because they are pregnant. I've told you several times, God forbid, if you find yourself pregnant, whether as a believer or as an unbeliever, don't let it compel you to marry. You have made the first mistake, don't make the second mistake. But I don't want to burn in different places. I want to burn once. You are stupid. Sorry. God show you mercy. You don't know before. You go and go. Don't. Once you are pregnant, that child, go and pray. This person I'm pregnant for. This is it a mistake? How did it happen? Okay. Let me show you something. Go back to Genesis 34, verse 2 3. Look at it. Genesis 34. Look at it there. You remember Shechem? Shechem, the one that, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, sees her. They see somebody. Is that one love? Lay with her, humble her, defile her, disgrace her. Verse 3. Everyone look at verse 3. Look at verse 3 now. But his soul longed for and clung to Dinah, daughter of Jacob. And he loved the girl and spoke comfortingly to her young heart, which is. Verse 4. Go. And Shechem said to his father, get me this girl to be. When you get home, go and read this story. This was bloody. This was a place. The reason why Jacob calls Simeon and Levi, those guys, they take Igbo and allow more bitters. He don't take. There's somebody on TikTok that used to, he will miss this one, he will miss this one, he will miss this one, he will use to fry eggs. He will not do like this when he finish. That was what Levi and Simeon took. The Bible said Jacob was bitter. That what an insult. When his children came, he said, the guy that raped your sister want to. And they said to them, there's no problem. All of you, go and circumcise. Once you circumcise, all of us will be friends. Agbalagba, circumcision. All of them carry their thing. They were circumcising. All of them circumcised. You know, when you circumcise, you'll be wearing a wrapper everywhere. You cannot wear trousers. This is how you are going to be walking. You are doing as if you don't know. You don't know. Can you also do it one more? You do like this, eh? While they were doing like this, Simeon and Levite killed all of them. Wipe the whole city. Even Jacob, the one said, ha! Oh my soul, enter not into their habitation. But secretly, behind camera. Am I sitting in front of camera? When you are pregnant, one of our friends, when I was in Unilag, got pregnant, the father did not say anything. I don't know how he did it. The day of the delivery was the day the girl must travel to Nigeria. Call the family of the girl, carry this baby, collect the baby from blood like this, gave it to the boy like this, took his daughter and took him out. Benny, that time there's no phone. They can't connect forever. Don't ask me what about the child. Which child? You don't get a girl pregnant saying, I will just go and beg the parents. You are disrespectful. You are silly. You are new. All of you boys sleeping with girls. Today is not your day. I spent 30 minutes. Is there any question? Okay. Let me quickly take the remaining 5. Marrying out of pity because he's helping your mother. Anytime you're not around, he'll go and help your mother carry water. You go ahead and fresh water. You are now, he's a good guy. Don't marry out of pity. When you marry out of pity, you are going to the pit. Now put 20 minutes there now, my question time. So that I'm going to be following the time. Put 20 minutes there now, please, my question time. Marriage is not a pity ride. It's a life ride. Number 12. I'm going to 15. Don't marry as a way of escape. Some go into, because they believe that the pressure in the family is too much. Parents, stop shouting. When are you going to marry? When are you going to marry? What is your concern? I marry at 16. You can marry at 2. That's your problem. We all have different time. I have seen lady marry 45, 50, and they still do well with their life. Use that time to plan your life, to establish yourself financially. If I'm sorry. Because of family pressure, you went to marry. because you want to escape financial responsibility. Somebody was telling me, the officer, he said, I want to marry you. I will marry this year. She married though. Ah. She was in the choir there. She married though. I want to marry. She married. She brought the name. I was saying, this name. Is it tall? He said, it's tall. Is he into electrical? He said, yes. Is he a teacher? He said, yes. It's not nobody. I said, ah, daddy, no. I'll go marry her. She married. So they married as a way of escape. Thinking they have escaped, but they went from frying pan to. I was hearing you saying that should a girl leave the father's house. What are you leaving your father's house for? Except you have to walk and you have to go far or you have to travel. Your father's house for? Even God, what are you leaving your father's house for? Except it's walk or whatever. Stay there and enjoy your life. Are you listening to me now? But if it's walk or you have to travel to school, then go. But when you want to marry, you don't marry in that house. All ladies, listen to me, don't marry any guy that lives with his father's house. If I don't marry any guy that stays in Sana's house, don't. If you have time, wait and listen to what I'm going to teach the married, because you have not heard it before. I'm going to be showing you what each person, as a lady or as a man, what you should bring to the table in marriage. So once you know it, you have peace. Number 13, casting lot. Now, I see people going to pastors with five names. Only you, five names of girls. The other time, that girl just finished NCE, came to my office with six names. See, daddy, I finished NCE. I say, okay. I say, what now? These are names. Names of what? You get out of my office. So people say, I'm very wicked in the office. I'm wicked. And I'm wicked. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not hearing you again. I say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Your local name is Shibuzo. Your local name is Shibuzo. If you let me see you, I have a word for you. If you let me see you. But if you don't let me see you, I'll continue. Good. Come. Your local name is Shibuzo. Sit down. Stretch your hand to this girl. Stretch your hand to her. Look at me, Shibuzo. You are going to escape death. Amen. It's coming. You are going to cheat on death. Amen. It's coming. You are going to cheat on death. I'm 10 steps ahead. Nobody in this church, I know the bear, he said, I pause this service because of you. You are going to cheat on death. Whether true friends, whether on the road, you are going to cheat on death. Now, step forward and kneel down now. Now, kneel down. The first one is partying. The second one is when you are around people. I carry you into this sanctuary and altar that has helped many. Shibuzo, you have escaped death. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah, give Jesus a big clap of praise. Congratulations, you came to church today. Bye bye. So, okay, number 13, whosoever finds a wife, find a good thing. Proverbs, thank you, precious Lord. Proverbs 18, verse 22. Today is not a prophetic service, I beg. Whosoever find a wife. So you find a wife, you don't cast lots. Somebody brought, a guy brought 11 girls. Me, I should be praying. A miracle of woman. Omali. I said, what is this? He said, daddy, I'm babes. Babes, I said, before I open my eyes, there's only one way that came to the, get that. He said, my daddy, tiny daddy, I'm not daddy to useless boys. When was going to come? How many of them have you slept with? My daddy. How many? I was not looking. Maybe I'll see one of your names there. I was not looking. I said, where did you see them? I said, now get out. He said, ah. I said, get out. So you are here now. Somebody is casting lot on you. In the case, the Kulubusha would open for them. You know, there's reason to cast lot. How do you cast lot? They will not marry you by casting of lot. Number 14, misleading pastoral influence. Please, no pastor has the right to tell you who to marry. No pastor. No pastor. Look at me. No parent has the right to tell you who to marry. And we are friends inside who, so you have to marry. It's a lie. Go and pray and find out yourself. Oh. Chineke mo. As a young man here, your middle of the hair is always scratching you. And your parents showed you that it's hereditary. Every nonsense that is hereditary, you disinherited them now in the name of Jesus. Pastoral counseling is good, but I will not force any girl or any boy on you. We knew Michael was the husband of Nkiru, but we did not say anything. Didn't we? We knew. But we did not say one word. In fact, we did not even play around it. So the day Mike called me, I was in Belgium, and he said, Daddy, I want to talk to you. I said, what? I'll call you later. He called me the next day. I said, Mike, I talk now. Sister Ankiru, what happened to her? He said, the Lord is speaking. Yeah, I'll call you back. So and I can say, Michael talking about saying, I think the Lord is telling us to. Really? Meanwhile, Nkiru hates him like anything. I know the boyfriend of Nkiru on television. Anytime I say, hey, that is Nkiru's listen. But today Nkiru is telling me, say, Daddy, I thank God for my husband. I can't for he said it several times. He said, Daddy, he said, I married somebody like you. He said, I thank God for him. May God give you peace. Amen. Number 15 and the last one. So I have 11 minutes. Anybody that wants to ask me a question, I'll take a question. Number 15 and last one. Passion for sex. You like sex. So you married because of sex. Congratulations. Sex you will have. In 6 months, your body will settle down. If it is the man that likes sex, your body will settle down. When you see sex, you will run. You will run inside the bathroom or run inside the parlor. Benny. So don't marry because of sex. Let God direct you. I believe this message has been delivered with clarity. Let me take my questions now. How many?
Three.
Yes, sir. Let's make it fast. We have 10 minutes more.
Sir, the first question. Should a lady marry a man who is not financially stable or a man she earns more than?
Okay. The question said, should a lady marry a man who is not financially stable? Okay. Thank God. The first thing, does he have a job? The second thing, as the Lord said. The first thing, does he have a job? So I'll be teaching in the second service about your table. Every marriage has a table. Does he have a table at all? Does he have a table? If he has a table, please marry him. As God said, then marry him. Don't forget, if God said, then, talking about financial stability, how much are you expecting? When I married, I don't have any money in my account. But don't forget, I'm a master planner. It was after marriage I opened an account. Me, an account, me. Because as it's coming, I had to help this, I had to help this, I had to help this. So when I met her, I told her, I said, we are going to begin to buy. So I received the date we are going to marry, and I said, okay, we are going to be. So we are buying every weekend, we are buying. Every Saturday, we are going to buy. Every Saturday, I carry things on my head to do more. Every Saturday, we are buying, we are buying, we are buying. We buy. We started buying from May. So, does he have a table? The God said, does he have sense? Can he plan? Please marry him. Number two.
Sir, what is the minimum or maximum duration for courtship before marriage?
Before we go to time for courtship, for marriage, what we go to is, are both of you mature? If both of you are mature, very, very mature, you can court for 3 months and marry. If both of you are mature emotionally, mature financially, you are mature in every area of it, you can marry. Number two, if both of you are received from God, not that he received and he did not receive, both of you must have received from God, you can marry. That means God's got your back. Now, when you are in courtship, I'd like to say this very quickly. That is the time of questioning. When you are in courtship, it's the time of talking. Don't get carried away with perfume. Don't get carried away with a roll-on. Don't get carried away with the other Uber. Find out. Ask questions. Even if God has spoken to you, ask questions. That's the time you talk about how many children are we having. At the time you talk about how we're going to raise our children. That's how you ask. And where are we living? Where are we settling? That is the time to ask questions. Okay, I'm looking at the time, so don't mind me.
The third one, sir. Good morning, Dad. Is it right for me saying I don't want to marry from the Igbo tribe? My reason being, a woman can't own a property in Igbo land. I have a vision for myself. I want to own properties in my name.
God bless you. In the name of Jesus, that person, all ladies here, you will not own one, you will own several. Our God is awesome. There are some tribes, they don't believe what is in the Bible. I just showed you some few Sundays ago. And as I'm talking now, they are even doing like this. I saw it right now. I saw it just now. They saw it. Any tribe that doesn't believe the Bible, I fear them. I'm not saying anything more than that. They said they are from Israel. If you are from Israel, why don't you follow the Bible? Even Moses. He said, let me go and ask from God. He said, give them their property. Okay, all of you, if possible, wait for the second time and hear. You will know how God created women, that they are too much. No, but if you know your value. And that's why you see most people from that tribe now, once you get a particular age, they have made money, they divorce them. They have made money, they divorce them. They have made money, they divorce them. Well, I will not decide where you are going to marry from. God can show you mercy. There are some people from that tribe that don't believe in that. There are not many. God will choose for you. The Lord will direct you. You are not going to the wrong home. In the name of Jesus. I've answered all the questions. If you have any questions directly that want to ask me, if there's any question you want to ask me directly, I'll take it. If there's none, I want to pray for you. I have 5 minutes more. Shall we rise on our feet? Are you blessed? If you are clapping for Jesus, make it louder. Don't mind them. I pray for youth before you came in the morning. So I have 5 minutes. So I will use 3 minutes to pray for all the youth. All the youth, mothers, fathers, stretch your hand to me. Let me pray for you. Wrong home will not be your resting place. Pray for you, sir. Good men will not marry wicked ladies. Good ladies here will not marry useless men. If you are already in it and you are carried away, the Lord will deliver you. Say after me, Holy Spirit, direct me. Everybody say, let me hear you. All mothers, all fathers, pray the prayer for your children. Direct my children. We are going to pray for 1 minute. Direct my children. All fathers, whether they are home and abroad, direct them. See, when they marry, you have no control over them again. O the Lord, direct my children. All singles, all youth, pray like this. Holy Spirit, direct me. Add, give me discernment. Direct me, give me discernment. All youth, pray like that. Direct me, give me discernment. I say, 1 minute, are you praying? Are they praying there? Direct me. Give me discernment. Or pray for our children. Father, direct them. Give them discernment. Direct them. hidden discernment. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Can I say pray for you again? Stretch your hand to this altar. From this time forward in your life, he said you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. May God show you the way.
Amen.
Pray for you again. May God give you signs. Let me come to this side. May God give you direction.
Amen.
If we remain 1 minute for you to make mistake, let there be lightning of direction in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's 1 minute more for you to enter into eternal error that will make you not of destiny. May the Lord bring you out and guide you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord deliver you from marital traps. Pray for you as a father in the name of the Father.
Amen.
In the name of the Son.
Amen.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Are you blessed? Jam your hands to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akela Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and soul power.